Okay, today is January 31st. Again, I'm Hillary Domisch, and this is part two of the oral history interview with Dr. Gabor Samardzai. And yesterday we finished off, we had made the transition to UC Berkeley, and we started talking about your research. But before we get into the way your research progressed, some of the changes you made, you mentioned about at various points having to decide, do you want to pursue certain pathways at the expense of others? I wanted to ask you about some consulting work you did on the catalytic converter. At Chemical Heritage Foundation, we've done some other oral histories related to the catalytic converter. And of course, this September will mark the 40th anniversary of the catalytic converter. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about the consulting work you did there.
That was with General Motors. General Motors decided, because of political pressures, no other reason, to go for a catalytic converter, which was not a business direction for them. They were manufacturers and not improvers of emission. It was obvious it's going to be a surface device with a high surface area, and so they needed people who understand modern surface chemistry, so they turned to me, and I consulted with them, I would say, about 7 years or 6 years. And the catalytic converter design was in progress. The clear conclusion is that you cannot have a catalytic converter that stays alive, as long as you have lead in the gasoline. Yeah. So that decision just had to be made, how to get the lead out of the gasoline. And it, of course, had major repercussions to the gasoline manufacturers, because they couldn't use certain promoters, which lead was, to increase the octane number, but they had to go to a different way of changing the octane. But once the decision was made, General Motors just pushed ahead to take the lead out of the gasoline. And so I participated in identifying what in my laboratory by using surface techniques of what does lead do. And so it was obvious that lead forms compounds that poison the precious metal catalyst, which was platinum and palladium on a high surface area oxide. They also engaged other companies, Engelhardt company, DeGussa, another one, to develop, I have no time. No, I have time later, probably this morning or afternoon. We have the group seminar, engaged to make a support, oxide support, and put a wash coat, it's called, on it, or a transition metal salt composition, and then reduce it and make it stable. Mm-hmm. That required surface analysis continuously, and that is what I could provide. So they hired many of my students and postdocs. At the end of my consulting period, there were 8 people who were working in research in General Motors, and that was nice. Louis Hegarty was one of them. Okay, I got Louis here to Berkeley when he was in Germany to come. He wrote to me he wanted to come to the United States, of course. He was Hungarian, and I helped him like I was helped before. And so he came here and got a chemical engineering degree here with Professor Peterson. And then I think his first job was General Motors. Okay? And so this was a period that surface science, surface chemistry, had a frontal window they had to do research in this catalytic converter area. And so usually you have a first generation of catalyst, and then you learn that you can have a second generation which is better in some ways. That was the same thing there. The first generation catalysts were platinum palladium, and then they found rhodium, the metal that could reduce nitrogen oxide emissions, NOx, in the presence of oxidizing conditions, which removed unburned hydrocarbons and carbon monoxide. Okay, so you needed a catalyst that could reduce NOx and oxidize hydrocarbons and CO. This became the three-way catalyst, which was what we have now, but with very different changed composition, but the same idea. Okay. So that was a very important rhodium-platinum catalyst, and they had to develop the sensor, because the oxygen organic ratio had to be such that this three-way chemistry would play out. And so the sensor technology was part of this thing. The oxygen intake, obviously, it was a delicate balance, and they went for sensors. And so the sensor technology was part of the success of the catalytic converter three-way catalyst. So that development went on. So the first thing, they removed the lead and forced the gasoline producers to go to another mixture. The second one is to go to the three-way catalyst, and that required sensor technology in the same time that they had the catalytic converter doing its thing. But then came the problem, is that the ratio of platinum to rhodium was 10 to 1, 10 platinum atoms to 1 rhodium atom. And the mining ratio in South Africa was different. It was 15 platinum to 1 rhodium, because rhodium was an impurity in platinum. I have to see you for a moment. Okay?
Sure.
Can I trouble you stop?